10 miles, I think you can make it here and get some popcorn and pop. We've got a lot of room out here on the bleachers for you to sit and watch a good ball game in good weather.
That's right. 12 minutes are up on the scoreboard as we're ready to get kicked off here. North Huron onto the field already. Looks like we have three men ready to receive for North Huron, number 22, which is the tight end, Scott Rushing, in the middle, number 44, Brandon Moore, and on the left side, number 20, Tom Fisher. Tom Sutherland doing the kickoff duties, number 81 for Harbor Beach. And it's a beautiful day, I must add. It is beautiful,
yeah,
Harbor Beach tonight.
And the wind isn't going to have any factor. Dehydration is going to be a factor again tonight, making sure that everybody gets enough water so they don't cramp up.
That is an understatement. Just walking up these steps, we're starting to sweat here.
Yeah, so we didn't get a cramp, though, so we're okay, folks. But you can send us water.
That's right. If anyone else is paying attention out there, we are bare bones tonight, folks. I left a couple bottles up here last week, but apparently...
Somebody took them on.
Only the shadow knows where those went.
Yes, yes.
Stealing your line there.
Yes. Did you find out that radio station? Did you research that?
No, I did not.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
I work a full-time job.
Oh. Well, you have all this technology at your...
That is true. Right now, Tom Sutherland, number 81, ready to kick it off. Boots it off with the right foot. A good kick all the way back to, it looks like, about the 15-yard line. Number 20 for North Huron. Tom Fisher brings it out for about 10 yards.
Number 56 there, Clark. Justin Laseski made the hit for the Pirates.
So it's beginning on the 27-yard line. Going to move forward. First and 10 for North Huron Warriors. 11:56 to go in the first.
And I believe the Pirates will come out on a, have a 5-2 with the corners with somebody over the center. That's right. And we got the power set.
Power set for North Huron. North Huron moving right to left across your radio in blue pants, white jerseys, a navy blue helmet with yellow stripes on it. Quarterback number 8, Kyle Case. Passes it off to his right to, you can't quite see a number there, number 20. Number 20, Tom Fisher. A loss of about 4.
Kyle Kramer diagnosed that and was following that halfback out into the flats and tackled him for a 4-yard loss.
So now it's 2nd and 14 for the Warriors, back onto their own 25-yard line. On the right hash. Again, North Huron going right to left across your radio. 11:23, 0-0, Harbor Beach against North Huron. Case hands it off to number 44. Number 44, Brandon Moore, gets maybe a yard, maybe two. It's now going to be 3rd and 12.
And number 22 on the tackle, looks like Gavin Colpart made the hit for the Pirates.
So, North Huron in the huddle, Harbor Beach ready to go. 3rd and 12 at the 27-yard line of North Huron. North Huron, a long 3rd-yard must. In order, if they want to get some early momentum, they need to convert on this 3rd down. So Case under center, hands it off, keeps it, and is caught in the backfield. Number 44, once again, Brandon Moore.
Looked like the exchange, they fumbled it a little bit, and the looks like North Huron recovered it. And I'm not sure, it looks like number 50, is that 56 for the Pirates was there, so we'll say Justin Laseski was there, covering up on that play.
So it's 4th and 13th once again. The Warriors have the punt team out onto the field, number 47 and number 45, Aaron Ginther and Sloan Klasky, in doing the duties for Harbor Beach. And the punt is away, gets high, but not very far, gets to about the 46-yard line of North Huron, where Sloan Klasky takes the fair catch. And Harbor Beach is now on the field for the first time on offense.
And there looks like, I'm trying to see where the 50-yard line is, but I don't see our markers out there. Oh, there
they are. They're now on the back fence.
Oh, okay.
It's making it rather difficult.
Yes, I see that now. Okay. 46-yard line, we're going to call that, of North Huron.
The 46-yard line of North Huron. Harbor Beach is starting their drive from. 9:56 remaining in the first quarter. Number 12, Kraft under center for Harbor Beach. Men out right and two in the backfield. Tight end Avery Wehner on the right. Kraft hands it off to Klasky. Moves forward about 8 yards before hitting a little resistance. Gets close to the first down marker. Looks like a potential gain of 9, maybe 10.
89 making the hit for the North Huron Warriors. Eric LaPrince on the hit. So, but the Pirates picked up 9 yards in that play.
9 yards for Sloan Klasky. The first play of Harbor Beach offense, a second and short. Second and one with 9:27 remaining. 0-0 Harbor Beach against North Huron. Harbor Beach traveling left to right across your radio in black pants, black jerseys, and the traditional white helmets. Kraft under center, man out right. Same formation for Harbor Beach. Kraft keeps it back about 8 yards deep, passes it, tries to get to Aaron Ginther, recovers it, and he gets and
in for the touchdown.
In for the touchdown. Received it at about the 5 yard line and had a tackler on him, but he brought it straight into the end zone.
36 yard touchdown pass as Ginther made a nice cut. The defensive halfback was in position, but he went behind the receiver, and Ginther was able to snag it and take off and score and put six on the board here, Clark.
So 9:03, Harbor Beach up already, 6-0. A very good-looking pass from Kraft to Ginther there for the touchdown, 36 yards, only done in two plays.
Well, that's quite impressive, that pass to from Kraft to Ginther.
So right now, Sutherland with the extra point. Gets it. No good. Not through the upright. So it was veered right there. And it's time to take a quick break on WLAD. Home for high school sports. Harbor Beach 6, North Huron nothing.
Ladies, become a part of the team and join the Monday Night Fun this September. The four-member team bowling league starts at 7 p.m. at Biff's Bowling Bar and Grill. New at Biff's on Tuesday afternoon, it's the short season of the Senior Snowbird League. Also, Tuesday evenings, men's action starts at 7 with teams of 5. At Biff's Wednesday evenings, beginning in September, the ladies' team of 5 league starts at 6:30 p.m. Ask about Biff's short charity leagues. It's a great way to raise money. Biff's Bowling Bar and Grill at M53 just south of the Kindy Corner.
Welcome back to Harbor Beach. As Harbor Beach out to the early score, 6-0 on two plays that covered 45 yards.
If you're close enough, folks, you can come to Harbor Beach. We're in our venue if you're 10 miles away. Come in and watch a good football game, and also check out the concession stand.
That's right. Popcorn and everything else right there as Sutherland is ready to kick it off. Gets it off, and it gets to about the 20-yard line.
Uh-oh.
They let it bounce to back, about to the 15-yard line, where it looks like a tight end picked it up, and a swarm of Pirates tackle. Looks like number 22 there.
Gavin Colapart made the hit for the Pirates. And the North Huron Warriors are deep in their own territory. Looks like they're going to spot it on the 15, Clark.
And as number 22, Scott rushing there, catching that ball off the ground. 8:59 right now, North Huron 0, Harbor Beach 6. North Huron back on the field after a short 57 seconds on defense. So right now, Case underneath center, two men in the backfield. Hands it off to number 44, Brandon Moore. Gets about 2 yards ahead. It's going to be 2nd and 8 for the Warriors.
Number 71, Mike Lukowski made the initial hit, then got help from some of his other comrades over there.
6-0 Harbor Beach over North Huron. A very hot and humid night. It does not feel like September yet.
No, feels like July.
Well, that's Michigan weather for you.
That's right.
North Huron with three men in the backfield, one wide out each way. Case under center. I lost it there.
Well, and he gave to the fullback, but all three players he faked who got hit, Clark.
That's
so
right.
So we couldn't tell who had the ball.
And number 48, Nick Strzeski, the fullback, gets about a yard. So it's going to be 3rd and a long 6.
Did a good job of faking, but unfortunately, the Pirates tackled every ball carrier that was faked to.
7:52 right now in the first quarter. Harbor Beach 6, North Huron nothing.